This is The Fat Lip. I'm your host, Ash. And I decided to try something new today. Between episodes, there are always minor topics that I think about talking about on the show. But a lot of them couldn't make a whole episode themselves. So what I'm going to do today is give a rundown of some of these things. It's going to be a short one, and I may circle back to one or two of these topics in another show, but for now, I'm just going to round these things up and call it Today in Fatness. Even though some of these things happened over the last few weeks, Today in Fatness just sounds a little bit better. So, Today in Fatness. Well, actually, this was yesterday, at the time I'm recording this. Natalie Drew of Natalie Means Nice on Instagram was on a flight from Dallas to LA and was seated next to a real asshole who got real huffy about having to sit next to a fat person on a plane. Natalie posted photos and she was totally in her seat, not encroaching on this guy's space at all. In fact, his legs were totally spread and he looked more comfy than basically anyone I've ever seen on a plane. But that didn't stop him from texting in Natalie's eyeline, telling a friend that he was leaving a neck print on the window because he was so squished. And that Natalie probably ate a person, not Mexican food, before she got on the plane. Natalie posted about this and the guy's just shitty attitude in general on Instagram and tweeted about her experience. And then at the end of her flight, she earned a fucking cape when she confronted the guy. She posted the video on Facebook and it was just incredible. At first he laughed and he made a shitty fatphobic comment about how they were seated in an exit row and he doubted her ability to help someone in case of an emergency. But she held her ground and she fought back and she called him out on his shitty comments. And she was so strong and confident. And while this dude seems like a mega asshole who will probably not learn anything from this exchange, she showed him that fat people don't have to sit back and take his shitty behavior. So seriously, I am so proud of this girl. Like, she is such a hero. So go, Natalie. And I'm going to post the links to all of these posts down in the show notes so that you can see for yourself. Next, we have some reality show bullshit, this time from Big Brother. One of the new Big Brother cast members, in her short intro to the show on the debut episode this week, told us that she and her family went on a trip to Europe last year, and she said they all were whales. And so when they got back, they all went to Tijuana together to get weight loss surgery. Now, she showed a photo from that family vacation, and not only was there not a whale among them, but no one was even seriously fat. I don't know why they needed to go to Mexico for weight loss surgery, but I think it's pretty dangerous to brag about being so desperate to lose 50 pounds, and like, really, that's all this girl needed to lose or has lost. That you'd go to Tijuana for surgery. This is why we need size acceptance, because this is the kind of thing that gets nonchalantly dropped on completely unrelated TV shows. Also this week, a group of disabled activists have been staging sit-ins in senators' offices in Washington to protest the Senate's healthcare reform bill that promises Medicaid cuts. There were some proud disabled fats in that group, and I could not have been more moved by the statement. Like, it often feels like street actions and sit-ins aren't for disabled people. So it was amazing to see these people not backing down. And it was terrifying to see how they were treated by the police. Some of them were taken out of their wheelchairs. It was just outrageous, and I'm so proud of them for getting back out there and still doing this every day, even though they're getting this kind of treatment. Next up, this one has been out for a couple weeks now, but Carissa of Fat Girl Flow, who is like a huge supporter of the show, she's always been so kind. She has all new merch out for pre-order right now, and it is amazing. My favorite piece is like one of my favorite pieces I've seen ever, and it is a white retro look t-shirt with the phrase fat bitch on the front in a big red heart, and I love it and I can't wait to own it. And I'm probably gonna have to get multiples because I'm gonna wear that shit out. Like, I feel like I should also buy one for my mom. I feel like she would enjoy that. But all of the t-shirts are excellent. She also has one that says Fat Brat. She has one that says, "Don't Yuck My Yum." And they're all so great. By the way, I'm going to link to everything down below so that you can see what's going on and follow along. And if you feel like you're missing some of this stuff, I would follow fat activism hashtags. I'll include some of those below so that you know what to look for. But there's a lot of things that are happening on social media in the fat sphere that if you're missing stuff, like, that's the place to go to look. But I'll link things down below so that you have some place to start. And also in fat news, we come to Roxane Gay's new book, Hunger. I've been reading it, and it is heartbreaking. Roxane Gay is a very fat Black woman, so I couldn't begin to understand the discrimination she faces. And I think the most important thing I can say about this book and about Roxane Gay's experience is that she is entitled to it, and she's entitled to tell her story. Do her feelings about her body represent how all fat people feel? No. But she never claimed to be an ambassador for fatness. She never asked for that. So is her story the same as my story? No, but she still gets to tell it. Speaking of Roxane Gay, though, she's been doing publicity for Hunger all over everywhere, just as she's done for all of her other books. But when Australian website Mamma Mia, that makes the No Filter with Mia Friedman podcast, wrote their show notes for their interview with Gay, they were cruel and just, like, actually ridiculous. It seems like Friedman wrote them herself, actually, and she claims that Gay's people called ahead to ensure that she wouldn't have to walk too far, that the chair would hold her, that she wouldn't be too fat and fit in the elevator. And Gay says that her people never made those requests. All she asked was for a good chair. But, like, some fat people do need those accommodations. And if I were doing a podcast interview, yeah, maybe I would call ahead and I would say, like, what's the elevator like? How much am I going to have to walk? Like, what's the chair situation going to be? Like, these are things that I have to think about. And there's nothing wrong with that. And it's just shitty that Mia Friedman would think that, like, posting that stuff was the right thing to do. Because she was only doing it for attention and to sensationalize. And I just think it's gross. I just think it's unnecessary. Like, yes, some fat people need accommodations. There's nothing wrong with asking for things that you need. And we shouldn't make people feel ashamed to ask for that kind of stuff. So, Mia Friedman's a shitball. That's all I have to say. She claims to be a body pause activist. But, like, clearly this is just a classic case of thin women believing in body pause, but only as it applies to other thin women. Like, fat people don't get included in their brand, so it's whatever. I don't need Mia Friedman, and her brand of body positivity, like, means nothing to me. So that was shitty podcast fat news. But in amazing podcast news, Lindy West was on The Sporkful with Dan Pashman, and it was honestly the best interview I've heard to date from a non-fat specific podcast. And it's from a food podcast, no less. Pashman was respectful and let Lindy talk, and she did. And she talked about how difficult a subject food is for fat people, and about how we're shamed no matter how we eat. And it was just an excellent episode, and you should listen to it. I enjoyed it so much, and I have recommended this episode like 16 times now, but it's really that good. And finally, my friend Allison and I, you've heard from Allison more than once on the show. We've been talking a lot, well, since forever. We always talk about this, but more often lately. We've been talking about how little representation there is for non-standard plus-size fats. And we started thinking about what it would be like to do an essay collection where those of us who are underrepresented in fat-positive pieces could be heard. Maybe it could even be a book. Who knows? So if you don't see yourself represented well enough in fat pause or body pause, and not only people who are, you know, bigger than the standard plus size range, but, you know, people with different body shapes that are underrepresented, people that are non-white, anybody who feels like your voice isn't heard that often in fat pause, we're wondering if you would be interested in contributing to something like this. So we're gathering a list and getting contact info, and when things move forward, we will let you know. So if you'd like to be on that list, send me a message and I will get you on it. Thanks so much, as always, to Star Crusher for providing the music on today's show. hear more from him at cstarcrutcher.bandcamp.com. And thank you so much to our Patreon supporter of the day, Amanda of amandaapparel.co.uk. Amanda is a fashion and fat paws blogger who is a huge supporter of the show. So thank you, Amanda, for everything you've done for the Fat Lip. It means the world to me. And if you'd like to become a Patreon supporter and someday hear your name on the show, go to patreon.com/thefatlip to find out how. And on a podcast business note, I have a lot going on in the next month, like major life change kind of stuff. So you might not hear from me for a few to several weeks. I'm going to do my best to get 2 episodes out in July, but it just might not happen. If it doesn't, don't worry. I will be back sometime in August for sure. But for now, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts if you have time. And don't forget to follow me on social media so you can keep up with me. If I'm not around for the next month, I will be posting on social media for sure. So that's a good way to keep up. So I hope you enjoyed today's show, and I will see you next time. Bye, guys.